VR4 AAE Mobile.
I got the mobile part of that call that you just threw out there. I had my music going, so anyway, this is KB4CBA. Name's David.
KB4CBA. This is KR4AAE. How are you doing, Dave? Even on this end. Spoke to you yesterday about some tennis playing.
Yeah, I'm headed to the tennis court and get a little exercise, have a little fun, and what are you up to today?
Not a whole lot right now. Just figure I'd run over to a friend's house and pick up some bicycles for the neighborhood kids who just moved in and they didn't have enough room for their bicycles. And I said, nope, not on my watch, because I love riding a bicycle. Like, I'll find them for you. Give me a week. So I found some.
That's nice of you. I need a new car. You think you can find me one? Maybe a Lamborghini or something?
Yeah, I can definitely find you one. However, you may need to purchase two, because one is always going to be in the shop for repairs, and then the other one you can drive around while the other one gets fixed. And if you're willing to pay the dollar for the Lambo, sure. It's not as easy as finding a bicycle.
What else was I going to ask you? Well, sometimes when you get my age, you have a thought, but then then you don't have a thought. Wow, there's a guy. Just made a U-turn with a trailer and some kind of earth-moving equipment right here on Powell Road. Interesting.
People do tend to make some interesting road maneuvers while pulling large loads, especially earth-moving equipment, to each their own.
I worked with a guy that I was at a church leading the music, and I don't know what his job was, I can't remember, but he also drove a motor coach and for another guy, and it'd carry like 55 people, you know, it was a big one, and he made a U-turn on a highway in North Carolina. I'm not exactly sure where it was. Can you imagine making a U-turn in one of those things?
I don't think I could. I mean, I've seen some really, really good drivers maneuver those things into some really tight spaces and turn around in really tight spaces. And I don't know about you, but man, that's a skill that that I will never have. I better try to find the smallest car that's maneuverable as possible.
In fact, later on I was at the church where the guy that had the motor coach business went to church, and I was leading the music there, and he wanted me to get my CDL so I could drive the motor coach, and if the church took any trips, you know, I could drive for him, and but I never did do that. I think I'd rather drive a tractor trailer than drive one of those.
I can copy that. I would say with the right amount of practice and the good instructors and instruction, I could probably learn how to drive anything really well.
The only thing about you get something that big, I don't know, you know, it's you know, how much weight you're carrying, you can get in trouble in a hurry, so especially if you're a rookie like I would be, I'd get out on the highway and get myself in a mess. Oh, me. But I guess I'm just glad I'm retired and don't have to worry about that. I hope. Unless I just run totally out of money. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Thank you.